Today is Wednesday, the 17th of April, Wednesday, hot day. Mark is ready to read for us the 4th chapter of James. I think the scripture in this chapter is pretty self-explanatory. It doesn't need a lot of explanation. One of the most assuring verses in this chapter is verse 6. He giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble.
James chapter 4. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that warn your members? Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have. Excuse me. Cannot obtain, ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not the friendship of the world's enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world's enemy of God. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil one of another, brethren, and he that speaketh evil of his brother, and judge his brother. Speak it evil of the law and judge the law, but if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor. It appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings, all such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good, doeth it not, to him it is sin.